Attorney General Abdulrahman Saleh said the government would halt the prosecution of the former president because of his worsening health. The 84-year-old leader was hospitalized last week and has undergone two surgeries in recent days. The announcement Friday came just hours after President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono said he would defer any decision on the issue because of possible public anger. It is not clear if the president could overrule the Attorney General's decision. Anti-corruption activists in Indonesia condemned the decision, saying it undermines the country's fight against corruption. Danang Widoyoko is deputy coordinator of the Indonesia Corruption Watch, an organization that has long demanded the former president face trial.
We are very disappointed. Suharto is the biggest corruption case in Indonesia. If the government cannot stop this case, I think it will undermine the other corruption cases.
There are hundreds of suspects of corruption, especially the local MPs, mayor or governor. But the decision to stop Suharto cases, I think it is a discriminative action. Why? Because corruptor release while small corruptor prosecutes.
The Attorney General, however, said the case could be reopened if there are new developments, but he did not specify what those might be. The issue of whether to try the former president has been hotly debated in Indonesia, since he was charged in 2000 with allegedly amassing billions of dollars in government funds, accusations he denies. Suharto family members were also accused of corruption. One son, Tommy, was convicted, but that decision was later overturned. Tommy Suharto is currently serving a prison sentence for ordering the murder of the judge who sentenced him to prison for graft in 2000. Suharto, an army general, seized power in 1967 in a bloody coup and ruled Indonesia tightly until he was forced to step down in 1998 amid widespread protests brought on by Indonesia's worst economic crisis. Some analysts blame the crisis partly on cronyism and corruption. Despite his record, the former leader remains a relatively respected figure in Indonesia, and his party, Golkar, continues to be a major player in national politics. Heather Bayron, VOA News, Hong Kong.